Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Timothy says this, I believe it's 4:4. So it says, everything created by God is good. Everything created by God. I would add this phrase, in its original form. Did y'all hear that? In its original form. When God created it, remember our first message? We camped out on this in Genesis. God made this, what did He say? It's good. He made this, what did He say? It's good. He made this, and everything that He made, behold, it was very good. There was nothing evil in God's original creation. Nothing. Even the devil himself was not created the devil.
That's right.
And what men have done, and what the enemy have done, and fallen angels have done themselves, distorted God's original creation. And when it changed from good to evil, that wasn't God doing it. That was them doing it. Because He has given different parts of His creation enough free will to choose to rebel against Him. And if you're really going to do that, then you have to let people do things that's contrary to your will. But it's in its original form, when God created it, everything He created was good. Do you believe that, saints? That will clear your theology up. That'll help you so much if you'll believe that. But skip down in verse 7 of this same 7th chapter. Back up and see what He had just said prior to this. Ask and it shall be given you. Do what?
Ask.
Ask and it'll be given you. And next, what does it say? Seek and you shall find. Knock, it'll be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives. He that seeks finds. Say it out loud. He that seeks finds.
He that seeks finds.
This is a spiritual law spoken out of the mouth of the Master. This is a law. You find what you look for. I said you find what you search for. What you seek means search. We might say today, look for it. You find what you look for. Now we just got through reading in our text in Psalm 34. If you want to have a good life, what did he say? You need to keep your tongue and your mouth from talking evil, and you need to seek good. You know who's going to find good? The ones that look for it. The ones that search for it. You know, you can read the Bible and get nothing but judgment and destruction and woe, woe, woe unto you. Did you know that? You can read the Bible and no matter where you read, you can see that. Because that's what you're looking for. And if you're looking for it, you're going to find it. But here's the great truth. God is good. So if you're not looking for something good, you're not looking for God. God is good. He's good. Everything that has ever come out of God was good, good, all good, nothing but good. He is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Not one particle, one translation said. He's good. So if you're looking for something bad, you'll find it, but it won't be God. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. But now see, it's totally up to you.
Yeah.
millions of people, generation after generation, going all the way back to the first generation of Israelites delivered out of Egyptian bondage. Millions in every generation have chosen not to believe the good report about the good things, but have chosen to believe the evil report. And all they think about and all they talk about is how bad. And because of that, people's understanding gets darkened and warped, and they think God is dark. And they think that God is bad, and they attribute all this evil stuff to God. Right. And so they're looking for evil. They're looking for bad all the time.
Right.
And so they're not seeing God. Because
nope.
If you're looking for evil, you're not going to find God.
That's right.
He's not evil. God is good. Somebody say, God is good. God is good. And if you seek for God, you're seeking for good. What happens when you seek for it? You'll find. Jesus said, seek and you shall find. One phrase we use for is looking for. Searching for, looking for. If you're looking for a reason to be mad at somebody, if people are not so hot, you won't have to look very hard. You'll find it. Even if people are great people, you may have to look a little harder, but you'll find something to be mad at them about, to be upset about. If you're looking for it, you will find it. If you're looking for a reason to quit, what will happen? Maybe you didn't find it today or next week, but if you keep looking for it, you will find a reason to quit and you will quit. If you're looking for something bad, you're going to find something bad. And in a world full of bad stuff, that's the easy route. That's the lazy man's way.
Yes, sir.
It takes faith to push back the bushes.
That's right. Yes.
And say, there's something good out here.
Yes.
I know it is. There's something good in this dark place down here. I know it is. And by the help of God, I'm going to find it. He's going to show me. You might not see it all today or next week, but how many know according to Jesus, you keep looking for it, you will find it. And when you do, it'll be like the pearl of great price, and you go, whoo, look at here, look at here. I knew it was here. But before you look for it and persist in looking for it, you first have to be persuaded that the good thing is there. You have to be persuaded of the good more than you are the bad. And you do people the same way. They may have glaring deficiencies, idiosyncrasies, failures. You know their problem? They're a lot like you. And it's anybody can just look on the surface and judge and go, that's pitiful. I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't want to be. But it takes faith to look past that rough, crusty exterior. Come on, are you listening?
Yeah.
And look at people's hearts like God does and go, I tell you, there's something good in them. There's something good in there. I'm telling you, there's something really good in them. And you know, if you look for it, I said, if you look for it, if you look, what if every husband and wife was looking for the good things in their spouse? I know it's there. I know. And even if you're aware of some good things, you believe there's more good things that I hadn't seen. And wading past some of the bad stuff, you know, yeah, it's there, okay, push that aside, you know, yeah, okay, just push that aside. There's bad everywhere in the world, but I'm not a child of the bad. I'm a good child, full of the goodness of God, made in the likeness and image of my good Father. Is that right? And I'm looking for something good. You know, that's what the Lord was endeavoring to minister to the body of Christ through Brother Oral Roberts many years ago. Something good is going to happen to you today.
That's right.
Now you need to take that for yourself and go, something good is going to happen to me today.
That's right.
And so then you're looking for it,
yeah,
which means you're in faith.
Yeah.
I said that means you're in faith. How many people are looking for the bad? And then when something shows up, I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. I was just waiting for the other shoe to drop. I knew. Well, they were believing for it.
Right.
They were looking for something bad and worse. So they're not even surprised when it comes. Mm-mm. I'm looking for something good. So I'm not shocked when something good happens to me. I'm happy about it, and God always does it in ways you didn't think about, but you're not shocked that something good happened. You were expecting something good to happen. You were looking for it. It changed your whole life. Instead of getting up dreading to go to work, dreading to go to school, you get up excited. Something good.
That's right.
And then when it happens, right?
That's right.
Everybody said, well, they said something good was going to happen. They said it.
That's right.
Hey. Is it true that if you look for it, you will find it? Well, then smart people would do what? They would quit looking for the bad stuff and start looking for some good. Because you're going to find what you're seeking after. Go to Hebrews 11, please. Hallelujah. You see, when the Israelites sent the spies out and they came back and 10 of them brought up an evil report, the spiritual cause of that didn't happen that day. They had been like that possibly all their lives. It just was an opportunity for it to come out. Do you know you can be in the midst of a move of God and miracles and great things happening all around you and be just as negative as can be? Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
You know, God gives somebody a brand new $100,000 car and you go, I saw a nick in the hubcap. I've seen people, God give them a new house and they talked more about how much money it was going to take to get the new drapes. You know, they don't have drapes in a whole part of the house. And they just talk about needing money and needing drapes. Negative souls. You should be shouting about your new house.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.